Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contention? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Proverbs 23:29-32. Few products have caused as much trouble as alcohol, the choicest product of the brewer's art. There are more than 10 million alcoholics in the United States today, 5 million problem drinkers, 6 out of every 10 drink socially or regularly, and every alcoholic was once a social drinker. About 1 in 3 people that you meet is a potential alcoholic. The amount of alcohol necessary to make one drunk may vary widely. Beer is about 4.5% alcohol in content, wine is about 12%, and liquor will vary from 40 to 50%. Beverage alcohol destroys internally, externally, and eternally. First, alcohol destroys the body. Alcohol is our nation's third most pressing health problem. Only cancer and heart disease claim more victims. Yet this alcoholic threat to the health of Americans is receiving little attention from the government and virtually none from those getting rich through the manufacture and the sale of this poison. How does alcohol do its damage to the human body? Well, first let's consider the brain and the nervous system. Many people believe that alcoholic drinks, other than hard liquor, do little harm to the nervous system because they contain a lower percentage of alcohol. Now, this is exactly what the brewing industry wants you to believe. The idea that beer and ale and wine are harmless has hoodwinked a lot of people, many intelligent people, and a great amount of advertising has been built upon this delusion. Beer and light liquor can be as harmful to the nervous system as the hardest whiskey if sufficient amounts are consumed. Nearly two-thirds of those admitted to the alcoholic clinics in the eastern cities were treated for alcoholism due to drinking of beer. A common effect of the heavy use of alcohol is deterioration of the brain and the nervous system. Ethyl alcohol is a poison and will cause instant death if the concentration in the body is high enough. The cells in your brain and nervous system are very delicate and easily damaged, the most easily damaged of all cells in your body. It is natural that they would be the ones affected first and most seriously by alcohol. Any damage to the nervous system affects every organ in the body, even your skin, your toenails, your hair, your head. Yes, alcohol destroys externally as well as internally. It also has a great deal to do with your personality and your emotions. Solomon said, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever deceiveth thereby is not wise." Solomon was right. Secondly, it destroys externally. It's a major cause of divorce. Listen to Judge Benson Trimble, judge of the Domestic Relations Court in Davidson County, Tennessee. In it, at least 90% of the cases that become before my court each day, one or both of the marriage partners will be guilty of excessive amounts of alcoholic beverages in one form or another. There is seldom a day that goes by in the court without one party or the other complaining of this problem. Without a doubt, the shortest route from a happy marriage to an unfortunate termination by a divorce court is by the use of alcoholic beverage to excess. And then Judge Trimble added a candid personal comment, "There is one way, and only one way, to rid oneself of this habit, and that is, of course, to turn to God in prayer, earnestly and without reservations, and ask His help in overcoming the problem." The use of alcohol is a major contributor to the negligence of children. Many of the children in orphan homes today are there because of drinking parents. And a study in a large eastern city showed that alcohol contributed to crimes of at least two-thirds of the people arrested for felons. Approximately one-half of all fatalities on our highways are caused by drinking drivers. Imagine 28,000 people killed each year by drinking drivers. And one-third of all suicides are related to alcohol. One-half of all homicides involve alcohol. and on a national average, it cost the state $3.18 for every dollar gained in tax revenue. Although there are no statewide studies available on the cost of alcohol-related problems, if we were to apply the national formula to Tennessee, for example, this would mean that the state spends $212 million annually for alcohol-related problems and now receives $66 million in public revenue, which results from the sale of alcoholic beverages. And when you subtract the income from the outgo, you have a net loss of $145.5 million annually. Thirdly, beverage alcohol destroys eternally. Isaiah wrote, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may fall a strong drink, that continue until night, that wine influence them." And the Apostle Paul wrote, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," Ephesians 5:18. Paul said concerning one's body, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. One pays extremely high price both in this life and in the world to come when he uses alcoholic beverages. Beverage alcohol destroys internally, externally, and eternally.
The message you have just heard